You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington, host of All Things Considered on 88.5 GPB Atlanta. Every now and again, I like to get out of the studio and into the community to see what stories Atlantans have to tell. I call it Atlanta Considered. For this April 14th, 2017 edition, I went to SunTrust Park, the Atlanta Braves' new baseball stadium in Cobb County. It was the first home game of the season for the Braves and the first season game for fans to experience the new $1.1 billion stadium complex. It had been controversial that the Braves were leaving downtown Atlanta and moving to the suburbs. For today's show, we look at important moments in Braves history, at the new business model of the mixed-use development around the stadium called the Battery, and of course, we talk about game day traffic. Here are some highlights from the show.
And you are listening live to Atlanta's NPR News Station, 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. The noise you hear behind me is the sound of more than 40,000 fans streaming into SunTrust Park. Very excited here in Cobb County. And the Atlanta Braves are playing their first game of the season in the new stadium, hosting the San Diego Padres around 7:30. Here is iconic Braves sportscaster Skip Carey making one of the most memorable calls in baseball history. It's known as the slide, and it sent the Braves to their second straight World Series in 1992.
A lot of room in right center. If he hits one there, we can dance in the streets. The 2-1. Swung line drive left field. One run is in. Here comes Braves. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Braves win. Braves win. Braves win. Braves win. Braves win. They may have to hospitalize Sid Braves. He's down at the bottom of a huge pile at the plate. They help him to his feet.
That was the late Skip Carey calling the final play of Game 7 in the 1992 National League Championship Series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at Fulton County Stadium. On today's show, I am taking a look at SunTrust Park and how it interacts with different parts of the community around it here in Cobb County. One of the biggest questions Metro Atlantans have had about the opening of SunTrust Park, of course, is traffic. The new 42,000-seat stadium sits at the intersection of two major interstates, I-285 and I-75. Local officials, though, say they are prepared. GPB Stephen Fowler visited the Cobb County Traffic Management Center to learn more.
There's a problem with traffic in Cobb County, or at least one intersection at the moment. I'm sitting in the Cobb Department of Transportation's Traffic Management Center, or TMC. That siren indicates there's something that needs addressing. Whether it's a traffic signal that's stuck or an accident on a surface street, it's the TMC's job to identify the problem and fix it.
What we're doing is we watch all of our cameras on the big wall that you see over there. When we see problems out there, then we can adjust the signal timing directly from here, about 550 signals.
That's Jim Wilgus. As the director of the Cobb DOT, he's in charge of the 550 signals and making sure they run smoothly. For the 40,000 people coming to SunTrust Park, there's a traffic management plan that's been in the works for almost 3 years. According to the plan, an overwhelming majority of fans are estimated to drive to the games, so the Braves have worked with county officials to look at where traffic could, and often does, get congested. Lieutenant J.D. Lorenz with the Cobb County Police.
So while crafting the transportation management plan, we identified 30 critical intersections that need to have some type of traffic management system in place.
Those intersections funnel into more than a dozen access points to the stadium spread around the park. Parking lots are also spread around the stadium too, so Wilgus says there's no reason for drivers around the state to take the exact same route.
What we've tried to do is make sure, for instance, if you're coming from the east, whether you're going on 285 or coming from East Cobb, you'll be parking in the east parking lots. If you're coming from the north, say Acworth, Kennesaw, we're encouraging you and you should be designated to the north parking lots.
One of the biggest pieces of solving the transportation puzzle relies on fans doing their homework before they leave.
So one of the premises of the traffic plan is that folks buy their ticket early, they buy their parking early and online, and then they trust technology to get them to the park.
Starting route to SunTrust Park. Head east on 14th Street Northwest.
The trust in technology lies with navigation app Waze. Fans are strongly encouraged to use Waze to find a direct route to each of the 20 or so team-owned parking lots. There's also a special rideshare pickup and drop-off lot for Uber riders looking to save time. But there's a new wrinkle that even the Braves couldn't have planned for: the collapse of part of I-85. Just like everything else in the traffic plan, adjustments will have to be made down the stretch as more time passes. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Cobb County.
And you can view the Braves traffic management plan online. It's at gpb.org/braves. Speaking of traffic, I actually took public transportation to SunTrust Park here tonight. It was MARTA, of course, and the Cobb Community Transit, the Cobb Link buses. And I documented my public transit journey. I avoided traffic entirely on my Twitter feed. You can follow along at Ricky Bevington. Coming up, the Battery is the new mixed-use development next to SunTrust Park. It features shopping, dining, and apartment living. I'm going to talk to one of the new residents of the Battery, and Cobb County Realtors give their take on how the new stadium affects home sales. It'll take time for Atlantans to adjust to the new stadium, new traffic, and new traditions at SunTrust Park. But on Sundays and special occasions, longtime Braves fans will be greeted by a familiar face and voice. Opera singer Timothy Miller will still perform God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. Nearly 42,000 fans have sold out this opening night for what is sure to be a memorable experience for both teams. Speaking of memories, where were you on April 8th, 1974? Most Braves fans were watching Hammerin' Hank Aaron hit his 715th home run, breaking the record set by Babe Ruth in 1935. It happened at Fulton County Stadium in the third inning against the LA Dodgers. Vin Scully called the play and crowds going wild.
Ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world.
That was Vin Scully calling the Braves-Dodgers game. April 1974, Hank Aaron finished his career at the top with 755 home runs. When the Atlanta Braves announced their move to the suburbs in 2013, some skeptics foresaw an exodus of residents fleeing game day traffic and crowds. 4 years later, Cobb County home sales are outpacing other metro counties. Newlywed Jeff Dollar is getting a first-time tour of his future apartment at the Battery, a residential apartment complex on the mixed-use campus of Major League Baseball's newest venue, SunTrust Park. The street below Dollar's balcony is still a construction site that will soon feature bars, restaurants, stores, a theater, essentially an open-air mall.
Walking distance to a bowling alley. I mean, how could you beat that? And then SunTrust Park.
Dollar and his wife, Callie, discovered on their recent honeymoon in Key West that when they don't have a car, they enjoy walking to the coffee shop or the grocery store or the restaurant.
I think there's a lot of people trained not to get up and walk because their car is available. People have to be kind of hit over the head with walkability, even though it already exists.
Yes, you heard that right. Walkability in the suburbs. This is Cobb County, after all, where voters have rejected Atlanta's public transit system, MARTA, for decades. Marietta-based real estate agent Connie Carlson says walkability is why the hand-wringing about game day traffic isn't sending Cobb County residents packing.
In November of 2013 is when the public all found out that the Braves were building this stadium. So if everybody was going to be freaking out, you would expect that Cobb County housing would suffer from that because people would just sell their house and move.
In fact, in those intervening 4 years, home sales in Cobb County are up an average of 13%, more than the Metro Atlanta average of 10% in that same time period. Sales are even more brisk around the county's walkable town centers.
Get this, Vining's 21% increase, Smyrna 23% increase, Marietta, City of Marietta 16% increase. So if people didn't want to live around the stadium, why are the number of homes being sold increasing at a faster rate than the Atlanta average?
That is not to say that people in Cobb County aren't realistic about what happens when thousands of people come and go from a 60-acre development with a 42,000-seat baseball stadium, 531 apartments, thousands of square feet of office space, plus dozens of stores and restaurants.
Traffic is always a problem.
Real estate agent David Bamig has been selling residential real estate around Metro Atlanta since the Braves' original home downtown, Turner Field, was built in the 1990s.
I think it's going to be a challenge, like it was when you're going to a Braves game. I mean, you never heard people complain about going to the Braves game when it was downtown and sitting in traffic. They knew it and they expected it.
Bamig predicts SunTrust Park will have different transportation challenges than the TED because there'll be more to do there.
I think the infrastructure with the restaurants and the shopping that's there will help to stretch out the arrival and departure times as opposed to at the stadium downtown where people would drive down for the game and then they would leave.
So SunTrust Park may be another opportunity for Atlantans to do what we do best, complain about traffic, strategize how to avoid it without paying for transit alternatives. It's an 81-degree, beautiful, sunny day. Around me, you can hear the sounds of thousands of fans arriving at the third base gate ahead of tonight's game. Today's show is all about the Braves and their move to Cobb County. When the Braves were playing at Fulton County Stadium in downtown Atlanta, they arguably had the best years of the franchise. That was the 1990s. One of the memorable moments that happened was in October of 1995, 1 year after a season shortened by strike saw no World Series champs, the Braves had their shot against the Cleveland Indians. Former president and Georgian Jimmy Carter threw out the first pitch. It was the last one that made history.
Baerga is 0-for-3. Left center field. Grissom on the run. The team of the 90s has its world championship.
That was sportscaster Bob Costas with the call. The Atlanta Braves are saying there is more to their new stadium than hot dogs and beer. The team hopes a 50-acre development surrounding SunTrust Park will keep fans engaged and keep them coming back year-round. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
When fans arrive on opening day, they'll walk through a 60-acre complex of shops, dining, and apartments before they set foot in the stadium. The Braves are spending $500 million on a mixed-use development it's calling The Battery. It's part of a growing trend. Teams create an experience for fans. Fans come earlier and stay later, and hopefully the team makes more money. But do businesses outside that development benefit? Malaika Rivers is executive director of the Cumberland Community Improvement District, or CID. It's a 6.5-square-mile district around the park that taxes commercial businesses to invest in transportation infrastructure. Rivers says that what's good for the Braves is also good for surrounding business.
Since the Braves announced in 2013 to now, our property values have increased 15%. That's adding $675 million in property value to this district. So it really is phenomenal.
Some experts say that's not enough to justify public spending, more than $400 million in Cobb County. Roger Knoll is an economist at Stanford. He studies the impact new sports stadiums have on the communities around them. He says most existing stadiums stop fans from engaging with anything outside the game. He calls it a reverse donut model with a stadium in the middle.
And then surrounding that is a sea of parking lots. And if you want to punctuate it even more, you can add a freeway that goes all the way around it, which many stadiums have.
For this new model to work, Knoll says it would take a much larger development than what the Braves are building. In California, the Los Angeles Rams are building a multi-billion dollar stadium project. The mixed-use development there will occupy nearly 300 acres, a space three times larger than Disneyland. According to Knoll, even that might not make a difference. The best-case scenario is that the Braves' development makes enough money year-round to help pay off the $18 million a year in debt servicing. The worst case?
It sort of fades away and becomes an eyesore and not a financial success. And essentially, the county is left absorbing the entire cost.
Rivers of the CID isn't worried. The Cumberland community has been growing steadily for the past 30 years. She sees the Braves' investment as an added bonus to existing improvements that have been in the works for close to a decade.
The timing is just that they're now coming out of the ground, fortunately, with the opening of SunTrust Park and the Battery.
The Braves have laid the groundwork for a new model of how sports stadiums interact with the communities around them. With taxpayers on the hook, both the team and the community are hoping they don't strike out. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A big thank you to the Atlanta Braves and SunTrust Park for allowing us to broadcast our show live. This podcast was produced by Stephen Fowler. For more stories from this show, visit gpb.org/braves. And be sure to follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Ricky Bevington.